This is CPR News. Nearly 100 years ago, one of the worst disasters in Colorado history reshaped the city of Pueblo. Here's Shauna Lewis.
These days, the Arkansas River doesn't sound very threatening as it flows near Pueblo's historic district. But in early June of 1921, days of heavy rains combined with mountain snowmelt. The results were catastrophic. Puebloan John Korber's father worked for the railroad.
He was on one of the last trains to come in from Salida. And when he arrived in Pueblo, the water was already up about knee-deep.
The family's home was on high ground, but Korber's grandfather's house was not.
So he goes down to get his dad, but he was a stubborn old German, and he says, "No, sir, I'm not leaving my home."
It was the wrong choice. Levees broke, and in just 2 hours, floodwaters 13 feet deep raged through parts of the city. Korber's grandfather was swept away. His body was found in a damaged furniture store about a half mile off. The rest of Korber's family was safe. One of his aunts took refuge in a hotel across the street from her business.
And she watched a railroad car come floating down, and it just took out her little mom-and-pop grocery store.
Locomotives and train cars were responsible for a lot of damage. There were fires and vast amounts of mud. When the floodwaters receded, Puebloans got to work to make sure it wouldn't happen again. Engineers literally moved the Arkansas River about a half mile to the southwest. The former river channel through downtown languished for decades.
We had open drainage ditches for stormwater that were full of weeds, culvert pipes, so not very attractive, not bringing anything to the economy of this town.
That's Lynn Clark, the executive director of the historic Arkansas Riverwalk of Pueblo. She says a few decades ago, a group of locals realized the old riverbed could become something that drew people downtown. And now...
we are a 32-acre venue. It's a great place to get out and walk with your family, bring your pet. There's plenty to do here. And we have a beautiful urban waterfront to share with everyone.
So the old river channel has become an emblem of Pueblo's resilience after the 1921 flood changed the course of both the river and the city. For CPR News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
And there's more from Pueblo's 150th anniversary at cpr.org.